chapter 26 of the Be Positive Podcast, where we interview and talk to people all around, in and around actually Chicagoland area. Just find out what they doing, what they got going on, how they happy, how they sad, whatever we want to talk about. We just chop it up with some good people from around the way. And if you like what we got going on, I got to do this. I'm getting better at this, Darian. Go ahead, subscribe to us and listen to us on all these platforms. iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Google, Overcast, Radio Public. You see me, Darian?
Man,
you see
man,
me?
Come on, man.
You see me? I've been doing my homework. I've been doing my homework.
he got up here and researched every podcast streaming service.
Hey.
And now he gonna shout him out like he an expert.
Hey, I'm out here, baby. I'm out here. Man, I'm out here. Man, how you feel, my brother? How you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. I'm trying to really figure out how I sound, because I feel like last time I was a little low, but I just read something on my phone that made me, like, think I figured it out.
Oh, you
but
figured it out? Okay.
We're going to get better as we go.
Okay, good. Look, I'm trying to share the thing too, man. But man, what's been going on with your week, man? Playoffs. Let's just jump right into it, man. NBA playoffs.
You want to talk playoffs?
No, I just want to talk about the Lakers and how we I just want to talk about it. I got you on camera here. You know, I just want to have a man to man. You know, that's all.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
I will give you this. The Lakers turned it up after game one. Mm-hmm. They did.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's expected.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I expected them. Yes. Did I want Portland to make it out of the first round? Hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
Portland is my squad. Dame is my boy. So, yes, I expected them to make it out of the first round. I wanted them to. But they turned it on.
They
as
did.
They should have.
They should.
It was not looking good going into the playoffs.
No.
They got spanked in the first game.
Yeah.
But they turned it on.
Yeah.
That's what superstars are supposed to do. So, hey, kudos to you.
Thank you,
hope
my brother.
Hope y'all make it out the West. That's all I can tell you.
Hey.
But I'm going to tell you this.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think y'all winning the championship.
Come on, man.
We'll get.
Come on.
I don't think that's
going to
happen.
Why not? Well, you think the Clippers about to stop us? No. I know you don't think that. You don't think that. Playoff P?
Could happen.
Playoff P? You think Playoff P gonna show up in the Western Conference Finals? No, he ain't doing that. He ain't showing up.
I don't know if the Clippers gonna make it to the Western Conference Finals. They not my pick to go to the Western Conference Finals.
Who you got?
I'm picking Denver to go to the Western
Conference. Oh, stop it. You think Jamal Murray gonna do something? Come on. I mean, he good, but he can't average 35 a game again. He can't do that. No, he, no.
Who gonna stick him? What guard you got that's gonna stick him?
Rondo coming back. I'm just playing. Oh, man, I'm just joking.
Right, I'm just joking. even if y'all make it out of the West, y'all not going to beat Boston.
I mean, look, it'll be a tougher one. I'll admit, I know I'm a fan, and I'm a realist, though. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be tough, man. I think you got LeBron James on the team. To me, it could go one of two ways with him, man. He either show up and show out, or he find a way to just do what he does sometimes. Sometimes, brother. Not all the time. But
you know what? It ain't even about LeBron, bro. I don't feel like it's about LeBron.
Yeah.
It's about how AD play. Period.
That's very true.
How AD play.
Yeah.
If AD a monster, it's over with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no stopping him. LeBron gonna play like LeBron regardless. If LeBron got 12 points, he gonna have 25 assists. And 10 rebounds, you know what I'm saying? He gonna make the engine go.
Yeah.
If he can't get going, he gonna make sure everybody else get going.
Yeah.
But AD is the key. If AD don't play well, then it's a wrap.
That's very true. That's very true. Speaking of playing well, 2K Day is only, what time is it? 4 hours away, my brother. Please tell me you downloading it and you're gonna be on this with me, man. I'm on it at 11 o'clock.
Man, listen here.
Okay, I'm listening.
I don't like the shit.
Bro, we just got to get used to the controls, man. I know the shooting mechanics look different, but come on, man. We going to get used to it.
I downloaded it, and I don't like how you shoot now. I don't. But gonna get it.
Yes, come on. Come on.
I'm gonna get it. Because you told me earlier, you said, man, we just gotta figure this thing out.
Yeah.
And that's what you always say with everything that we do.
Figure it out.
We're gonna figure this thing out.
We're gonna figure it out.
We always figure it out.
We always do.
I'm just hoping that I can figure out how to shoot the right way.
You gonna figure it out. You gonna figure it out. I got full confidence in it. Man, bro, look, if you ain't downloaded it yet, my G, you ain't playing until tomorrow night. I promise you that. You know, you might as well take this. It's 74 gigs, my man. Except, well, you might be able to play it tonight. You might be able to get it.
Is that big?
74 gigs, man. That's what she said. Hey, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. It was right there. It was a layup, bro. It was a layup. Yeah, 74 gigs, man. Hey, I downloaded Madden, too. I'm doing pretty well after about 5 years off, man. I'm doing pretty well. You know, the Bears ain't bad.
Were you an avid, Madden player?
Oh, yeah. I was a Madden player, bro. I was a Madden player. Man, I played. I go through franchises, go through a couple seasons, as the top to bottom. I never played on all Madden. I played a few games, and I could hold my own, but I wouldn't say I played on there. But I was definitely on the next level down, man. I wasn't cold, but I could beat the regular motherfucker on the street. You know what I mean? I could tear you up. You know what I mean? You know, but not no.
Tear you up. You know what? I was okay at Madden.
Yeah.
I was okay on offense.
Okay.
You give me some offense.
Yeah.
I burn your ass up.
Yeah.
I couldn't play defense for shit.
Yeah.
At all. That's difficult for me. You know what I'm saying? And football and reading
the routes and everything. Yeah.
That's difficult for me.
Yeah.
And reading the offense and all of that, that ain't my thing.
Man, I love the defense side of the ball, man. They got some new shit, and I ain't played in years, man. But, man, look, if you feeling froggy, man, you can do that, too. Shit, that's all I'm saying. We can go ahead and get on the sticks with that one, too. You know what I mean? Hey, we need to start.
Do you see how competitive this thing is? If you feeling froggy, we can do that, too.
Hey, speaking of competition, brother, we both had a rough week last week, man. Let's put the count on the board. It's 3-3, y'all. It's 3-3. Well, I shouldn't even say.
Listen, as long as I'm not taking no L's alone, I'm straight, my bro. Man. First of all, you got a record, okay, for coming out of the gate the first 15 seconds of the podcast.
Oh, come on, let that go.
Messing up a word, okay? then both of us last week tried to slide.
We did try to slide.
We
messed
up the
word. No, man, we better be on it this week, man. We got company. We got some high profile company in the house tonight. So we gotta be real proper, okay? Don't mess up your word.
Real articulate. I decided to wear my higher hoodie.
Okay, I wore my all red Captain America joint. I don't know, man. This is. I call it Captain America because you know what it do to me, man. You know what it do. You know.
Man, look, and then you say, high profile. You know what I'm saying? And what I do?
I've been drinking. Look, I ain't even drinking today. Right. Look, I ain't even drinking today.
I know.
You know?
I didn't see you lift nothing up to your mouth.
Man, look.
And I was like, oh man. Why am I drinking? And we got
a little
business
webinar
today.
Man, look, I'm nervous for a couple reasons. You know what I mean? I don't want to sound unintelligent.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Birds,
okay. All right. I'm good with that one. And plus, you know, I'm nervous. Man, look, we should have started this shit. Now I'm nervous. I'm using three-letter words from here on out, man.
Hey, boy, your ass about to use all Dr. Seuss words.
Cat, hat, rat, bat. I don't care what the conversation is. I'm not going that direction with a big word. If it's four letters or longer, nope. You're not going to give me. Look, I had a bad week. I took two L's in one show, bro. Come on, man. That's not right.
Hey, man, that's unheard of.
That is.
Unprecedented.
What? Did you?
Let's go.
You got it? Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I thought about the word before I said it. Wait,
Boy, look at us. This is a challenge. People out there at home, do this to yourself at home. Make sure, but use real money then, because then, you know, like, you see, we in the public eye right now, so people can see this. But when you at home, you can lie and cheat. No, put a dollar in a jar. You know how the parents used to have, like, the cuss jar? Yeah, do that. Do that with the big words.
What you always say? No, this on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Man. It's on the internet. Boy, when this stuff on the internet, I act completely different, man. No. They ain't about to get me 10, 20 years down the road talking about, remember what Dario said in 2020? You know, he was talking that bullshit. No, you ain't getting me. No, you ain't getting me. Hell no.
And look, and all I'm going to say is, if we ever get to that point, we going to have to, the first thing, like, you know, you always have a moment.
Yeah.
You're like, man, that was the moment. Like, yeah. we done made it over the hump.
Yeah.
First thing everybody doing is going to their Twitter account.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I'm going to say.
Yep.
Look. Everybody delete your Twitter.
Just like, start over.
Wipe it clean. Start a new one.
Start over.
Block everybody that was on your friends list so they can't see nothing. All of that. Let it go.
Start fresh. You can't. You ain't gonna get us. Hell no.
Let it go. Hard enough being black.
Man, bruh. They gonna pull that up on us, boy. We got a whole lot of show left. I'm sure we're going to get on it. Hey, Darian, I do want to bring up something. Speaking of black men, black folks, I should say, you and TJ, y'all done switched it up on us, huh? What's going on? Talk to us.
Well, you know, we had to move to Thursday nights.
Let me throw that up there for the people.
We got lives, people. We got to make money.
Okay.
We got lives. We got to make money. So things switched up for on the work side. So we here on Thursday nights.
Thursday nights.
Tune in the topics at 9 p.m. It gives me a little about an hour to have a breather, but I'm pulling double duty, people.
Double duty. Man, hey, bro, you know what's crazy is you pull double duty on Thursdays now. I pull double duty on Wednesdays, dude. Like, this is – we getting that camera presence ready, man, for the bigger stage, dude. We getting ready for this, man. Like, this is – I like this, man, little –
listen, it's all about creating content, man.
Yes, sir. That's yes, sir. Need. Yo, we got –
But we out here, man. Shout out to Stokes. I know you down there. I know you watching, my man, so –
Shout out to Stokes.
Shout out to you, my boy.
Shout out to Stokes.
Over them topics before 9 o'clock.
Make sure you research yourself, my brother. Hey, Darian, I got something for you. I know you've been waiting on this, man, and I know this is something that you wanted for a long time now, and we did it.
We
have done it, people. It is not called the Rising Laughter Showcase anymore. It is called Wednesday Night Lights Artist Showcase.
Yeah.
Won't he do it? Yeah,
won't,
man.
Won't he do it?
Hey, the change has been made. And I wanted to do it too, you know.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm about to shut that on myself, fool. Hey, boy, stop it. Let's go. Hey.
I know you.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, man.
Wednesday Night Lights is here, people. It's an artist showcase. It ain't just about comedy. It's about showcasing artists from Chicago. You can laugh. You can vibe with music.
Man.
You can hear some spoken word.
Yes.
Hell, we might even have some pets jumping through hoops.
we going to turn into Westminster? Is that what we going to turn into? The dog show?
Universal Soul Circus or something.
Ma! You going to see me out there with a hula hoop talking about, come on, jump. Jump.
Hey, boy, I'd love to see you in the top hat.
Shit. No. Hell no. My forehead big enough. That shit would look like an extension. No, I can't do that. Hell no. You ain't about to catch my ass out here. Abraham Lincoln in. You know what I mean? No.
Hey, we put you in some tap shoes like Greg. Stop.
No, we can't be doing that up in my buddies, man. That'll be a stereotype. It'll be...
All right, man. I'm over it. Let's get sophisticated.
Yeah, let's get some. One more thing, Darian. One more thing before we get real sophisticated, nice and presentable. we got the Project Reach Encore show. This is not the graphic I wanted to see, but y'all can donate to this. Every week I do something where I think I'm on point, and I didn't do exactly what I want to do. Anyway, people, we got a show this Saturday, the 5th. Same time, same bat channel, two shows, 6 and 9 p.m. We got a dope cast of artists that are going to perform for us. And all we're doing is trying to raise money for supplies for the kids for CPS. We partner with the Chicago Urban League, along with my buddies, Be Positive Productions, which is also us. We can do better as a whole. We're doing some big things. We have, what do we estimate, Darian? We got about 100 supply bags that we are about to donate just with what we have right now, right? About 100 is what we're saying.
You could say that, roughly.
Yeah, roughly 100. So, hey, for your first one, how you feeling about this, man? I feel pretty damn good, dude. I feel good. Our first little charity type thing and kind of organizing something. I feel good about giving anything back. It could have been 10, man. But we overachieved and did 100 so far.
Yeah, I mean, I feel real good. It's always good to, I say it a thousand times over, it's always good to be a blessing to somebody else.
Say that.
That makes me, I get ecstatic with things like that. You know what I mean? I love giving back. I love helping people. I love being a help to people. Mm-hmm. So however we can bless the community, man, bless children at that, and actually help some parents and some families alleviate some of that pressure.
Yep.
You know, from having to worry about school supplies and things like that. It's the times right now in the world when it comes to social injustice, racial tension, and just dealing with COVID as a whole. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that people have to deal with. So I thank God that we're able to, you know, help in some type of way. So this is only the start, you know, and hopefully, like, we can keep collaborating and keep networking with people and do something bigger every time. I'm definitely happy, proud of you, proud of the rest of the team, Martello and Jasiri, I'm proud of them as well. So, you know, and we try to do better.
We are doing better.
Y'all be on the lookout, man, because it ain't just about charity, too. We're going to be trying to be out here and, you know, give y'all some tips.
Yes.
Y'all got on wrinkled shirts. Ha! Walk outside and don't iron your clothes.
Yeah.
You could do better.
Yeah, you could do better. You could do better. You ain't brush your teeth this morning, but your ass eating cereal, you could do better. You could do better.
Clean your white shoes.
Clean your white shoes.
You could do better.
Man, your shoes untied, we could do better. You know what I'm saying? Your phone always on 16%. We could do better. We can do better. Come on. There's a lot of things we can do better, y'all. That's what this is all about. It's all about that. But hey, let me get off this box. But I'm saying too many words. Let me stop before I choke up and get a fucking point.
The pressure
of talking. And that's one of the biggest things I do. That's one of my greatest things. Brother, we didn't even tell the people the good news. Zanies, brother. We in the building. Oh. We in the building. What's up?
October 8th. Hey, let me point right. I think it's this way.
No.
This man.
No, other way.
Nope.
Other way. This man, that is.
This man right here. October 8th. It's Zanies, Chicago.
I'm about
this. Not Zanies.
Rosemont.
I don't know where the rest of them at.
Rosemont and St. Charles.
Yeah, Rosemont. There you go. Zany Chicago. Debut October 8th.
About to go crazy.
We'll put out the ticket link soon.
Yeah.
But my dog is about to go heat it up.
Oh, I'm about to go crazy. You, man. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I'm going to say that, you know, on the internet. Congratulations, bro.
Man.
This has been a long time coming. and you deserve to be on that stage, so knock that out of the park, and I'm going to be right there.
Oh,
right there for you, my dog.
Oh, and you know, we right down the street, we on the block, actually, of a lot of bars and drinking. So, you know, if we want to turn up afterwards or whatever, we right down the street from the crib, too. So if we want to come on back to the crib and, like, have some fun, that's all game, too, man. I'm about to heat that stage up.
Okay. I got so I'm sitting at my computer right now.
Yeah.
So right above my computer, I got a calendar.
Okay.
So, a dry erase calendar or whatever.
Yep.
And in my to-do notes, I usually put, like, in my notes section, I put, like, any anything that I got going on the next month, so I remember to put it on when I switch out the calendar and write up the next month.
Yeah.
I remember to put it on there. And literally, on my notes to say, we in Zanies, October 8th.
Let's go. Let's go. We here. We here. We about to act the fool up in there, man. We about to act the fool. I swear, I'm about to.
Look, I'm going to tell you one thing.
What's up? Talk to me, coach.
Don't run the light.
Oh, I'm not running the light. No. I'm not running. I won't be invited back.
Don't run the light, bro.
Don't run the light.
I don't want to mess this one up.
No. Oh, God. I can't believe this. I ran the light one time and I've been banished. I've been banished. Y'all heard it here. Yes, Dario makes mistakes. I'm sorry to the person that I ran the light on, but I heated the stage up though.
My bad got blackballed.
Blackballed? Oh, bruh, that's a hard pill to swallow. How did I get blackballed? What? I can't believe there's one place that I get, and it's not been official that I've been banned from this place, but I mean, you know, when you get left on red, you can just assume that it's over. You know what I mean? So, hey.
All right.
Okay.
Let's keep it moving.
Let's keep it moving. All right, here's what we're going to do.
You ain't even been drinking.
I know. That's. I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling the truth, people. That's all I'm doing. Hey, let me get off of it. We're going to run that little old-ass ad, you know, from. I'm sorry. Look, dude. You know I don't like this. We got to re-record this, man. I don't like it.
Okay. Sunday.
Okay, yes. Sunday. Let's re-record it. I can't deal with this.
Sunday.
Listen to this. I sound like I can't read. I sound.
Okay. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best to come over Sunday, and we can play some 2K or something.
Let's go.
We will re-record.
Got it. Done. Okay. Let's run it. Run the
God
ad.
Damn.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Darian, please. I'm reading the script like I'm running my finger across the page. You could tell I didn't know what a period was. you could tell that little motherfucker threw me off. Anyway, people, we are here. We live. Chapter 26 is officially started now with our high profile. I say profile. That's just the way black people say it. The high profile. No, brother, don't do this to me. I said it right. I just might have said it wrong. I said it right, though. Anyway, we here with Tiffany English. Miss Tiffany English. this is embarrassing. Act right. Act right, Darian. I didn't mess up a word. Tiffany, did I mess up that word? I just said profile. Thank you. See? No. She said no. She said no. People, let's take it to the gram. Dave, people, did I mess that word? Anyway, let's go.
Ebonics is not an excuse.
But it's not wrong. Tiffany, how you doing? How you doing, Tiffany? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, we told you it'd be real loose on here. You see how we act. You know, this is just family. Just jump right in. Tell us all about your day. What's going on?
Y'all got me nervous. Like you know, have to be on your P's and Q's for me. I'm just like y'all.
Oh, don't worry.
You're not on the counter.
Yeah, you're not. You're exactly. We got a counter.
He messed up.
I didn't.
You should hold him accountable.
Okay. No, we don't bring attention to people's flaws. You know what I mean?
Oh, I get a pass on.
That's what I learned. Keep it moving.
I get a pass this chapter.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Be positive.
I understand. Hello, Tiffany. How are you?
Well, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we turned.
Good.
We turned.
Dr. L usually kick it off, but I guess I'll stage right now.
I guess I'll kick it off. Hey, people, you know, we joined by the founder and president of the Woman in Business Chicago. Connect! Fuck. Does that count? I said it's Connect. It's Women in Business Connect.
Yes.
See, she said...
W-I-B-C.
Wibic. Wibic. That's... Darian, stop it. Lean back.
Okay.
Lean back.
you're a little shaky today, man. I don't know.
Shaky.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Shaky.
No, man. Hey, look, I'm all right. Tiffany, tell us all about what you do. Tell the people who you are and what you all about.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you for that intro.
Look, don't you start now either. Look, here she go. We got one on here. Look.
I'll kick it off. Like you said, my name is Tiffany English, and I am the founder and president of Women in Business Connect, otherwise known as WIBC. It started in Chicago, and we are a professional networking organization building women up that are doing good things, you know, whether it's starting a business, building and growing a business, passion project. Women are still, you know, undervalued and underserved, and there has to be ways where we can be able to support each other. So it is an organization that is built and supported by other women.
That's awesome.
Primarily entrepreneurs and business owners, but also women who are in the professional field.
Wow. Wow. So when did this start? When did you start this? I think it's fantastic.
I've been networking, and we've recently had, set up meetups and groups for the last 10 years. What are we, 2020 now?
2020.
So in 2010, realizing that there was a need to just connect with other women to see if they had the same obstacles, the same issues, and just kind of wanted to get together. So it started out as just meetups, you know, having coffee, going to happy hour. Really, as an organization, WIBC started officially in 2018. So consistently having networking events, workshops. We kicked it off with what we call co-working days.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all are familiar with the co-working spaces.
No.
And it's such a great concept to go work out of a co-working space, but it's still slightly isolating when you're a solopreneur. That's what we call it. Just a one-woman show.
Okay.
So I was working out of a space, and I would reach out to women I know and be like, hey, I want to come and work together, but solo, but just work together. You know, so it's almost like having these, you know, pseudo co-workers.
Yeah.
You know, just being able to work beside each other, get feedback, and then we often, celebrate our success with happy hour.
Okay, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Get your drink on. Get your drink on. Do that.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So officially, my long-winded answer officially started in 2018 as an official networking organization.
Wow, that is that's fantastic. Sounds like we can do better. We started 2013, and really just kind of got going again this year. So very similar, kind of path and trajectory. So sometimes you got to let things marinate before it can really, really blossom and grow into what you want it to be. So. Oh, that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Well, yeah, that was going to be my question. So from 2010 to 2018, What was going on in that time? Were you seeing obstacles? Were there kind of setbacks? Was it a little hesitation? Like what kind of halted the process, slowed down the process between 2010 to 2018?
So honestly, from 2010 to 2018, or maybe 2010 to 2015, it wasn't in my mind to run, organize, or start an organization. I was like, I'm the type of person that's like, I want to do something, so other people want to do it, and let me connect them. I didn't want to really start something, but there wasn't anything out there, and I remember that there would be organizations that would pop up, and then there was one that I referred people to, and something happened with the organizations, and I felt responsible because I referred, you know, people I knew to this organization. So between then, saying, you know what, I know how things should run. Let me go ahead and start it. Let me go ahead and do something instead of, you know, trying to refer other people to, you know, resources. Let me go ahead and start it. That way I know, you know, that way, if my reputation is going to be on the line, it's going to be for something that I'm already doing. Not really much of a stall. It was just, it took a while for me to really get in the idea of starting an organization. For me, it was just, y'all want to have happy hour? Y'all want to meet for coffee? So it was very loose and casual. So, you know, just over time, making it, okay, you know what? We are going to really take this seriously. So that's what happened in 2018. And maybe around 2016, 2017, reaching out to really good friends that I know, and building out what it's supposed to be, you know, actually carving out what we want to see in an organization, what we want to see in a support system. Mm-hmm. So that took a little bit of time, but I gotta say, we're in our third year, and we're, you know, we're chugging along.
That's what's up. That's what
I think. Sometimes it's like when just coming up in life in general, like sometimes you look and you see like, see people doing things the wrong way, and you're like, man, like I could be impactful in this same area, just like not how they're doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll take an example. I work in retail, and I always looked at like the store manager or whoever it may be, the person that was in charge. I looked at them so much and would say, man, like, if I did it, it would be different. If I did it, it would be different. Like, I don't want to do it that way. You know what I mean? Like, so I think when I got my opportunity to do so, it was just, and I've seen all of these people do this the right way, or the way that I want to do it. And I know, like, just how to do it better, I guess, or yeah, in a better way. Like, you know what I mean? So I think sometimes it do take just to step outside and be observant what you like trying to bring to fruition.
Well,
and then, you know.
Think about it, Darian. This is, and Tiffany, obviously, this is kind of exactly what you said. So, Darian and I have this thing where we say, and it's a Drake lyric, but we just say, hey, if they moving shaky, we just do the shit ourselves. You know what I mean? So, and that's exactly what you just said. And that's true. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, you have a vision, and there's going to be people that always don't see your vision the way you do. So, they are a bit timid or tepid to go along with the process. So, hey, sometimes what did Jordan do? Give me the ball. It's the fourth quarter. I got to go ahead and do this my damn self. You know what I mean? And it's no slight on them. I got a vision. We got to get somewhere. You know what I mean? So, hey, I respect that. And, you know, like, it's funny how you said you started with just drinks. Just let's get together. Let's hang out. You know what I mean? Like, that's just amazing. Let's just kick it, you know? And look where you are now. Look.
The drinks, and maybe it was, you know, meeting up with someone and we decided to go to lunch and we're just talking about business, entrepreneur. Lunch turned into dinner. Like, we literally sat at a restaurant from lunch to dinner. That's how you know. Wow. It's like, wait, something's missing. And we got so much to talk about or so much in common that we've spent hours and didn't realize at dinner time. Like, how many other women are out there just craving for, you know, do people get me? Wow. I want to understand, women in general, women entrepreneurs, you know, it's not easy starting a business, and you don't always get the support from your friends and family. They're always like, I don't know if that's going to work. I don't know.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So what I love about my community is, if you got an idea, a dream, we support it 100%. So you can still, you know, have your family, your loved ones, your friends, but don't get discouraged just because they don't see the vision. Just find your people who do.
Man, come on. Preach. Come on. Preach. Say that one more time for the people in the back. They didn't hear you. Go ahead.
If I can encourage entrepreneurship, don't think you can't do it just because someone else is in your ear. Mm. First of all, that person in your ear, what are they doing? Ooh. Who are you listening to?
Nothing. Ooh. Nothing.
Why am I making, you know, figures and businesses? And you know what? Honestly, I will challenge anybody. I will challenge anybody. If you got someone in your ear who is having a business, they will never, ever discourage you. Mm. Find somebody who's really having a business, who's really doing something and saying, no, that's not going to work. You will not find that person. I guarantee it. Mm. Is always going to encourage you. Mm. I promise you. Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, boy, we different today. We different today, man. I'm glad I'm not drinking for this one. Ooh, this is.
Woo! I'm saying, Lord. Community and support is 100% imperative for success. Mm. You can't do it on your own. Mm.
You hear that? I'm sorry. Let me stop.
You need a force.
You need the force, Darian. The force. Oh my goodness. Tiff,
would you say that you've always had a passion to be an entrepreneur or to own your own business, or did like a lane switch for you? Like, you know, did you have like a aha moment? Like, I was doing this, but no, this is what I really want to be doing. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like I've always had entrepreneurship, but didn't know what it was. So, I mean, I hate to date myself, but I'm an 80s baby, grew up in the 90s. And I don't think entrepreneurship was just thrown around when we were growing up. No. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you had, you know, people that owned stores, but it wasn't discussed on as a viable career.
Right.
It was actually on the flip side. You were like a bum if you were gonna be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know
right.
what that is.
Right. Yeah. 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 But,
so yeah, I've always had that inkling. I've always loved going, like, even growing up as a teenager, going to the local stores, going to the local coffee shops, and just admiring how people just get things on their own, but didn't know what that meant to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just kind of grew as you know, as time and as the economy got into, like, you know, entrepreneurship, startups happening, and, you know, it just kind of took that course. But honestly, this generation now, they have so many tools and things, you know, at their grasp that we didn't have. I don't know how old you guys are, but like, I'm just grouping y'all in too.
So. Yeah, we up there in age. Yeah, I'm an 80s baby, 90s kid. So, yeah, Darian
okay.
is too.
So, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we know. Oodles and noodles. Yeah. We've been there. We've been there. Tiffany, so I have a question. And this is because you do a lot for the women community and kind of their advancement here in the area. Which is very similar. We kind of collaborated on the International Women's Day also. So, but I ran some women's showcases and non-binary showcases, and I had an interview, and somebody asked me this question. I answered it, I think, well, but I wanted to ask you kind of the same thing, being a woman. Why? And this is, it sounds stupid. So, like, I want to preface that. But it sounds crazy because I think you already answered the question, but I was a man, so, like, you know, I kind of got hit in the side of the face and said, why do you need to do something for women instead of just do something for everybody and include more women? That was the question that was asked to me. And I thought the answer was easy. It was, well, women, I think, needed a little bit more than, you know, than the men. They have a slight advantage there, you know, so that's why I was getting into it, to give a space to women. So I want to ask you that question. How do you go about that? How do you navigate that answer?
Okay. Let me ask you this. Who asked you that? A woman or a man?
It was a woman. It was a woman. I was very intimidated.
Hell, shit, I would have been too.
Yeah, man, I was like, shit, I just want to be good, you know.
right, you know, you thought you were doing good. You want to pat yourself on the back and be like, you know.
Yeah. And it's crazy.
So I get that question a lot because I am very adamant about doing a lot of women only.
Okay.
Okay, that's exclusive. So I do get that question. And I agree with you with your answer. Women needed more. So I've been criticized. I've helped host a women only co-working space.
Okay.
And I got that same exact response. Mm-hmm. Why only women? Why would you limit it? One, women in an all women environment, the environment is different.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lack, a sense of openness,
mm-hmm.
Transparency. You feel comforted.
Yeah.
So as soon as a dude comes in, it's just changed the script. That's my honest answer.
Yeah.
And you can be, you know, an entrepreneur. It just changes the vibe.
Yeah.
And sometimes women just need that vibe.
Right.
There are certain things that a man just won't understand from a woman, and the same thing a woman won't understand from a man. And when it comes to business, I just say that everything has to be, you know, separated. Women this, men this. But there are certain spaces, and I'm just one of them, that I feel that it needs to be a space for women in entrepreneurship. And like you said, women need more. Women are so undervalued. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we can more. I mean, we can go into every, you know, we can talk about, women of color, minorities, everybody who is,
everybody.
We can go into that, whenever, but it's because you are not the default.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I mean, women are not the default.
Right. Right.
So, has to be some type of space, or like you said, when you offer, you know, your events and your shows.
Yep.
Women can feel that they have something to go to.
Right. You know, and hearing you say that, and I know me and Darian, we talk about this a lot because recently I kind of put a halt to the women's showcases. Not for this reason at all. Lack of participation, really. So we just couldn't generate that audience like we had before quarantine. But, you know, it kind of really makes me think, man, you know, like, because I really felt really passionate about that kind of part of the business that we had. And it does feel like it's something missing there. You know, we just redesigned the logo for the show. And I told Darian, I said, I left a hint of purple. If anybody looks in there, the old colorway for the women, that was kind of let them know that it's still there. I don't know. So I'm kind of like at odds as to what I should do. I got this whole thing recorded, so I'm just going to play it back next time I get asked that question. but it feels really good to know that I'm kind of aligned with the way you are thinking. You know what I mean? And it just, that does make me feel better. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, just do it.
I think too, like, from the standpoint of Tiffany, you said more than, you know, that women are undervalued. And I think that as men, it's our job to put that value on women.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because women are undervalued. I mean, look, my mama a woman. Dario came for, we all came for women. You know what I mean? And it's like,
got a name from a woman. We came from a woman.
You know what I mean? It's crazy because when you really think about it, like, women should be valued so high and held in a high regard. You know what I mean? And it's just, it's disappointing when that's not the case, when they have to feel like they are undervalued or when they have to feel like they're in competition with a man because it's a man. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's sad to see, but, I mean, I think women should be looked at more as leaders, as people that you're looking up to inspire to be. You know what I mean? There are traits that that men have that are just ugly that women don't will never have. Like, you know what I mean? It's hard.
Well, I mean, it's not even just undervalued, underserved, it's underpaid, and a lot of women are not even being invited to the decision-making table, yet they are main decision-makers. Mm. Now, when you think about marketing and advertising, women are the higher percentage of making these decisions of cars, you know what I mean? But you go to a dealership and the guy is, you know, talking to the husband. You know, just little things like that.
Yeah, microaggression.
It's been going on, you know, for as long as we can remember, because it's at a certain point or at one point, you know, women were just made to be in the house. And that's not the case now, but it still hasn't caught up to an equal, you know, playing field. And that's why we do programs. So, yeah, you know, Daria, when people ask me why women, it's like, until we are in an equal playing field, why not?
That's, man. Why not? That's, man.
It's crazy to me because every man that, like, depreciates the value of a woman or like, kind of, like, puts their, like, you know, that ceiling above them.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're married. Decision that you make, you go into your wife for
cars. Right, right.
Like, all of us. Like,
right.
All of us. All men. Like, if you got a significant other, if you got a wife, if you got a girlfriend, any decision that you make it. Hey, baby, you good with that?
You good with
it? Hey, look. Is
that all right? Yeah. I mean, I could take it back if you ain't like it.
Why the hell is it like this? Like,
because it's, you know what, we crazy. That's why, man, we are just, as people, we lost that, I don't know, we don't have that sense of just human person, that thought process. I don't know, it's just weird, you know what I mean? It's just stupid, you know?
It's just history. So when you think about, like, all the products that are made, they're made by men, like, from history.
Yeah.
Men made bras, tampons, things for women. Men have, you know, started businesses and have, you know, profited from women's purchases, but then don't invite women. How many women executives are on these, you know, Fortune 500 companies? That's an issue, and that's why, we'll do a little support group. Y'all shouldn't be threatened by a women.
No. Yeah, I agree.
Talk about it. Say that.
Money, we're not asking you for, I mean, it'd be nice if we could be this equal playing field, but like, leave our little funky organization alone. Let us chill. Let us, like, why are you, no, guys, I mean,
no, go ahead.
I have guys that get mad because they can't be members, and it's like, dude, can we have,
oh, right,
come on, man.
Right.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, that's see, that dude, you know what? That the person, a dude like that, don't have male friends. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. Yeah, they probably got outcasted by that, and they just punk ass. Yeah, let me stop.
You know what's crazy though? You know what's crazy is that men have a hard time checking their ego at the door. That's
yeah.
That's one of the biggest problems.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't let a woman leave because you worried about your own ego.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's disheartening to see.
Yeah, man.
It always gets to this point. This is not a male bashing thing.
No.
I love my men. It's never about men versus women. It's just, come on, like, level the playing field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you don't have to. You don't have to disclaim yourself. This not. We don't have to say it's not men bashing. Anybody that needs that disclaimer is weak anyway. That's a weak ass dude anyway.
You ain't gotta say that. I'm bashing
motherfuckers
left and right.
Yeah, man. Look. Have you seen this show? We the. Yeah. Right, man. Hey, Tiff. Have you seen these episodes? We have some low key disses on here sometimes. You know what I mean? The force is strong with us. Let me tell you.
Man, look. You're right, Tiff. It's not male bashing, but it really is just telling it like it is. Like, you know, and it's reality. It's just what it is. And if it's a hard thing, it's wonderful for some people, then it is what it is.
Yep.
Honestly, though, it needs to be actionable, too. I mean, we can talk all day about woe is me and this is sad and we need to uplift women, but, like, purchase from women owned. Dario knows I do the Maker Smart.
Yep.
And it's for women that started businesses because they need that support. board. So if you, you know, if you're on board with, yeah, women do need to do, all right, pay, buy their products.
Shout out to Greetings by Jenny. Yes, absolutely. Shout out to Greetings by Jenny. Go get your Be Positive merch and all her stuff. Go head over there.
I know Jenny.
Oh, I know you know her.
I know Jenny. Yeah. I met her at a vendor event. So, yeah, so she's the one that actually hosting or having an opportunity for makers to, you know, present their goods. There needs to be more stuff like out there, but there needs to be more people that support it as well.
Yes, yes. We agree. We agree. And we had plans before all this stuff happened. We had some good steam ahead of us, but we'll get back to that. Darryl, you had a question.
One of my questions for you, Tiff, would be as a black woman, during these times, how do you feel as a black woman during these times, when it comes to, you know, whether it be from a business standpoint or just a personal standpoint? I'd like to get your thoughts or your comments about, you know, just these times and just being a black woman in these times.
Well, that's a loaded question, because, I mean, yeah, it's these times. I mean, which time? We talking about last week, how I couldn't even go on social media because, you know, it's crazy. It's hard. It really is. So within my group, you know, with all of the, you know, I had to sit there and compose my thoughts on Black Lives Matter. And it was explaining to a primarily, you know, white audience why this is so pivotal, you know what I mean? It's hard because I know because of my skin color, I have to prove myself first, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? When I walk into the room, I have to prove that I'm educated. I have to prove that I have something to say, because the walls are up just because of my skin color. And I don't think people understand that they are not minorities. So you need to understand, and I made a point about how all lives matter is extremely offensive. I made a point about that. And if you don't understand what Black Lives Matter is, educate yourself or ask questions. But no, it's not what about me, because it's never been, I don't know, guys, this kind of cuts me deep, because, you know, there's a lot to go in on it, you know? So yeah, as a black woman, I struggle with just keeping positive, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
What are y'all thoughts about that? Like,
I think right now, just being black is so amplified right now. You know what I mean? It's so amplified more than ever. All of our actions, all of our reactions are under the scope right now, and all of our thoughts. And it's, I think right now we have to be, as black people and people of color, we have to be the best version of ourselves. And that's a lot mentally. I don't think a lot of people have ever thought about. You know what I mean? I know Darryl and I laugh and joke about, you know, the word counter and stuff like that. But when these cameras go off and we go out into the real world, we really do have to watch our words and watch how we say things. And that's a lot to bear as a person of color, any minority group. So I think it's just tiring. To sum it up, it's just tiring. And you see the same bullshit every day. Last week we had natural deaths that happened, and that just rocked the black community. Right. And that's hard enough, because it's hard to really kind of grasp that when we've had so many tragic moments. And it's almost like, how much more can we bear? So my thought process, man, is just, it's so tiring and it's hard. The mental aspect of a black person now is so heavy. I think people need to understand everything that we do is tough right now, you know?
Yeah, I would agree with both of you. And it's emotionally draining because there are so many things. And every day is something different. Every day is something different, whether it be a natural death, whether we have to watch some form of police brutality. Don't know if y'all seen that there was a video that went out today of some time that happened in March, and the police like basically suffocated this dude and he passed away. And I want to say Eric Prude was his name. I want to say that, but I'm not 100% sure. But it's just emotionally draining. And Tiff, to your point, it's very hard to stay positive. It really is. But one thing that I know, and that kind of, I don't want to say gets me through, but helps, is that I know I'm not alone. Now I know I'm not standing and fighting by myself. I know there's somebody with me that understands my sentiments. They understand me being emotionally drained, and that's who I can talk to. That's who I can reach out. And that's who's standing right with me. You know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be another black person. It could be a white person that believes the same things that we believe in. It could be whoever, you know what I mean, that's on the right side of just humanity at this point.
Yeah,
it's not this, even a black and white.
It's humanity. Yeah.
It's on the right side of humanity at this point.
Yeah.
But that, I think that's how we just have to continue to uplift one another. And like you said, Tiff, earlier, it's not just talking about it. It's putting some action behind it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And correcting those people that are having those moments of ignorance and having those tough conversations with people that just don't understand. But yeah, it's I understand, because I know what it means to be a black man during these times. So being a black woman, I can only, you know, I can sympathize and empathize as well. But you got something good, and you just keep fighting the good fight, honey, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that I tell Dario all the time is your character is always going to speak for itself, especially during the worst times. And for what I see, you know, your character stands out, and you got a light that's shining. So just keep walking in that, and eventually things will start to turn the right way, I feel. And that's just going to take time. And as black people, we need to understand that it's going to take time, but we need to continue to put some actions behind what we're talking about. So.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100% with actions. And, you know, so after, you know, George Floyd, that was triggering. You know, and I don't know if you guys got the influx of corporate communication about we stand against racial injustice.
100%.
Lives matter. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, just being, you know, just not knowing what to do, I replied to every single email I got and said, prove it.
And
I said, I am a black woman. I run a women's organization. You know, we're trying to do things. I did a GoFundMe account and I said, prove it, donate.
Right.
And so GoFundMe fund has, you know, funds from donations from people that are like, oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, put up a shut up.
That's what I can do.
Put up a shut up.
Exactly. And everybody has to find their own place in how to handle and deal with, and, you know, and call out what's wrong here in America. And, you know, maybe I'm not perfect, or maybe I, you know, don't know everything, but that's my place. That's what I can do. That's what I can offer. So yeah, you're gonna sit there and hit me with the, well, and I'm a marketer, so I understand the corporate communication bubble. You gotta hit me with the official press release about how we stay. Okay, prove it. Fund women entrepreneurs. Fund minority businesses. Fund the little girl at the lemonade stand. Fund something. Put up or shut up. For real. And then, you know, platforms like this that you guys are doing, you have a way to, you know, get that communication out there. So it's how you use that platform that's going to matter.
That is something that I preach all the time.
Yeah.
Use your platform.
Absolutely.
It don't matter if you're a personality running a podcast, a comedian like my friend here, and he used his platform in front of a mic and in front of 25, 30 people every Wednesday, you know what I mean? And well, on a virtual mic on Monday, it's like, you got to use your platform because it's out here. Like we said earlier, it's on the internet.
Yeah, so, it's on the internet.
Get it out there. Yeah. Speak your truth, speak what's right, and there you go. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, I'm just thinking about everything that is being said right now, and just think about the conversations you and I have in private, man. Like just the other day when Chadwick Boseman died, man, rest in peace to him. I immediately went to Darian and I said, we could pull up the text message. We always got receipts, but I said, Darian, this just shows we're losing our black heroes. Literally, losing our black heroes. And I told him, I said, it don't matter how big you and I get, but we got a platform. We have to keep on going just to inspire the next generation. You know what I mean? Whatever we can do to inspire the next people. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying we anything big, but like you said, we got a platform. We in front of the camera. We got to use it. And I told Darian that, man, and it's never been more apparent in these times that 2020 has taught us we gotta be better for the next group coming after us. Whether it's black, white, you know, the kids are the future, man. We gotta be there for them, man. Like, we done lost too much this year, and if we just keep on losing, man, and we don't stay our course, it's a lost cause, man. You might as well burn this earth up. It's gone. It's done, you know? You know, so.
Yeah. Yep. You said it.
I agree. You never know who's watching, y'all. So
you never know.
Keep up with it.
You never know who's watching. Man, this was a dope. This is dope. This is this is dope. Chapter. This is.
Did I bring it? You know.
No! You brought it. You brought
Listen,
it.
Girl, you talk about being nervous before you got on. When you got that element, it was happy hour.
Yeah, it was happy hour. It was happy hour. You got in that element. Man, I think we Darian, you want to do the wrap up? We got a couple things, you know. Go ahead, take us home.
Let's go ahead and take it to the stage, my girl. This is the time where we allow our guests to do a little honey roast. So basically, what a honey roast is we giving somebody a shout out that's not on the podcast. Tiff, anybody that's motivated to. Been with you, thick and thin, whatever you want to do. And it can be multiple people. We don't care. Get your shout outs out if they watching in the comments. Whatever.
Shout outs. Okay. Where's the mic? I just like to
thank. Go ahead. Get the mic.
My mama and my daddy. For real, y'all, I talk about support and having people, and those people have always supported me. Like, my dad will, like, check in after every event that I've done, you know, ask me how it was. And, you know, my mom raised me to be like, don't take no stuff, you know, so she, and my parents are the original, you know, Obamas. They have been together, goodness. How old am I? 38 years. They're still together. So those are my role models, inspiration, you know, my original, you know, black love. So, that's enough.
Hey, that's all you need. That's all you need. That's what's up. Shout out to them. You got
shout out Bernard English. My mom don't really get on Facebook, but shout out to him.
Well,
hey,
and I'm going to say this for you, Tiff. You said her mama ain't raised her to take no stuff. Her mama ain't raised her to take no shit, y'all.
Shit.
Shit. Yeah. You can say shit.
We can say it for you. Oh, my goodness. That's amazing, man. That's fantastic. Hey, you got some fans in the comments here, it looks like it. We send a honey roast up for them too. And we'll make sure that Bernard gets this. We'll make sure that he gets this message across to him.
I need to tag.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. Good. We gonna have. It's gonna be up later on tonight too, so people can check this out on streaming platforms everywhere. And since I'm on it, Darian, we can check out streaming platforms everywhere one more time. Please, if you like this podcast, you know, go ahead and subscribe to us, listen to us. iTunes. I mean, not iTunes. I done fucked it up already. Just look at the pictures and go find them on the internet. Go find. Look at the pictures. Find the logos on the internet. You can listen to us. Rate us also. That is, look, now, I was on point at the beginning, but I'm so captivated by the conversation. That's why.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Tiff, where can people find you? where can people find you, Tiffany?
WIBC, so at the WIBC on Instagram, Facebook, go ahead and check us out. So WIBC does, you know, before COVID we do, you know, in-person networking events, so now everything's virtual. So we have a monthly lunch and learn, so you can learn from some of our members. We have something coming up on the 15th, how to find the career life you love. So we have speakers and people can, you know, jump in there and take a look. We'll do coffee chats. So anybody that's an aspiring woman entrepreneur that wants to kind of check us out, definitely do that. And you guys as well. Lunch and Learns are open to all. Mm-hmm. And it's just all, you know, women, the woman's perspective. So if you can, we want to brush up on your woman's perspective.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Feel free.
Yeah, we will. We will. We will. Well, we want to thank you for being our guest on the show today. Chapter 26, we said at the beginning, this was a special one. This is actually, Darian, our 30th overall chapter. So congratulations to you, my brother, for 30 big ones, man. This has been fun, and this couldn't be any better having you on here, Tiff. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We continue to look forward to working with you in the future. We got some big plans we got some big plans, and we need voices and people like you to help us out organize our thoughts. So
amen.
we'll be reaching out to you, Darian. What you got? Final thoughts. What's up?
Hey, you guys, just make sure that you out here, you stand safe. Stand for something, man. Stand for something. For something. I would say get behind women, support women, because if we be completely honest, man, they hold it down. Hold it down. And I don't think if you want to rewind back and listen to this chapter again or watch the chapter again, you'll find some solid reasons why. So thank you, Tiffany, for coming on and being our guest. We really appreciate it. Dope chapter.
Dope chapter.
Woman with gold, good energy here. So yeah, that's all I pretty much got for y'all, man.
Yeah,
I hope the Lakers lose.
Oh my God! Here we go with that. Oh my goodness! Here we go, Laker Nation, stand up. We don't stand for that.
Also,
what's up?
9 o'clock. Y'all head over to Instagram Live, Be Positive Productions Instagram Live at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all check out me and Stokes' topics tonight. We got a couple hot ones for you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Go to the Facebook page. It's B_Positive Productions. Go ahead, follow. 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, because we got followers all over the place. You go ahead and make sure you catch this man. He pulling double duty. And for those of you that are listening to the podcast, you're late. It's every Thursday now. So,
He said go to the Facebook page. Don't do that.
No, my bad. Instagram. Go to Instagram. My bad. Yeah, they go to Instagram. Go to Instagram. I know where we at. Shit. You know? Well, I guess on that note, I'm gonna just log off. I'm gonna go catch my boy. I'm gonna edit this. I'm gonna go drink, because I haven't done it all all chapter. Thank you, Tiff, again. Y'all out there in the absolutely. Everybody out there in the world, y'all stay up. Y'all stay positive. And y'all be yourself. Be happy, man. Just be happy, man. We alive. We breathing. We had a rough week last week, but that don't matter, man. We here today. We're going to be here hopefully tomorrow, God willing, Lord willing. And we're going to be here for a long time after that, man. We wish y'all nothing but the best from us. Me, Darian Tiff. Holla.